For many people living with disability, breaking into the creative industries can mean overcoming barriers. From challenging stereotypes to making film and television sets more accessible, there's growing recognition that authentic representation matters, both on and off screen. Filmmaker, producer and access coordinator Stephanie Dower has experienced those challenges firsthand. Powered Media's Emma Myers talks to Stephanie about her journey into the industry and why disability representation is so important.
Wear of many different hats, but like to stay within the sort of creative industries. I love storytelling. I love the emotion that we can bring through story, particularly on screen. I love the accessibility of screen content. I think we can access a lot of things that perhaps aren't always easily accessible in our own lives through screen.
Can you recall the first time you felt truly represented as part of the disabled community?
I didn't really feel part of the disability community, or I wanted to be a part of the disability community, probably until social media probably changed that for me. And also just through the work that I've done and almost fallen into in some instances, it's meeting other like-minded people with disability. It's seeing other people with aspirations like mine, with work ethic like mine, an experience of disability more aligned with myself. Because growing up, the experience of disability that I was exposed to, whether it was other people with disability that I saw maybe at, I went to mainstream primary and high schools. So I knew other kids that had disability through the, well, special education unit at the time. I'm sure that name has changed now. Not everyone that I came across that had disability had the same aspirations that I did in terms of like university and career and all of that. And the same on screen. I'm not a sporty person. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm ever going to be a Paralympian. And any other sort of representation of disability I saw on screen was very inspiration porny or like negative. And it wasn't really until I think social media and that I started not just like seeing other people like with disability that had a similar experience to myself, but I started connecting with them personally and meeting them. And I was like, oh, this is a side of disability that unfortunately I don't think the wider public is really privy to a lot of the time.
So how did you start out in the film industry?
I was very lucky. The high school that I went to had film and TV as a subject offering. So I had basically studied film all of my high school career. I don't think I really saw it necessarily as a career option or a pathway that I was going to go down until year 12. I was part of a program called Creative Generation that we have up here in Queensland. It was a masterclass, a week of masterclasses, and it had 16 state school students that were selected come together in Brisbane City. And we got to make little films. We got to have like Q&A sessions with like big time directors like the Spearing Brothers. We did masterclasses at Griffith University. We went to the Queensland New Filmmaker Award. So it really exposed me to just what it could be like as a career. I put a lot of it down to the film and TV teacher I had at the time, Mr. Oz. He put me forward for the program. And yeah, that was the thing that kind of switched a light on in my brain, being like, oh, maybe I do want to, this is the thing that I might want to explore when I go to university.
And you mentioned your kind of internalized ableism. For listeners that don't know what that is, can you describe what internalized ableism entails?
So ableism is when we judge someone's abilities based on their appearance or their what we perceive their disability to be, and we make assumptions about what they can and can't do. And internalized ableism really feeds from other people assuming what you can and can't do. If you're exposed to that, whether that's on TV, in society, whatever, if you're exposed to that all your life, it starts to impact how you see yourself and how you view what you can and can't do in reality.
And can you describe what led you to become an advocate in the Australian disability sector?
I don't think I ever made a conscious decision like I'm going to become an advocate now. I feel like I've just gone through life and just done things any way I could. Like I haven't limited myself to, oh, I only do disability things. I went to mainstream schools. All my friends were non-disabled, and I fit into the non-disabled world as best I could. I didn't ever want to be seen as disabled. I didn't feel like I felt like I belonged in the disability community because I didn't see anyone or connect with anyone that I could relate to. So in terms of an advocate, I think my first form of advocacy is literally just showing up. If I show up to events or whatever, like, we have to figure out solutions then and there. The more that people with disabilities go out into society and just exist, that's the way big change happens.
That was filmmaker, producer and access coordinator Stephanie Dower speaking to Powered Media's Emma Myers.